There are a lot of songwriters out there, but very few whose work stands the test of time.
Are you all right? All of a sudden you went away. Are you all right? I hope you come back around someday. Are you all right?
An absolutely distinctive voice, that is Lucinda Williams performing Are You All Right? This year, Rolling Stone magazine named her one of the 100 greatest country artists of all time. She has won 3 Grammy Awards, including one for Best Country Song in 1994. And in her 4 decades of recording on a dozen studio recordings, Williams has played everything from blues to folk to straight-ahead rock. She's now on tour promoting her 14-song album, The Ghosts of Highway 20, and Lucinda Williams joins me now. Such an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, The Ghosts of Highway 20, you're talking about a real highway, the one that goes straight through Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it runs through some of the towns I grew up in, like Vicksburg, Mississippi, where my brother was born, and Jackson, where my sister was born, and Macon, Georgia, where I started school. And what gave me the idea for the song really was having gone back to perform in Macon, Georgia, at the original Cox Theater in downtown Macon. They've just been renovated, and that's where the Allman Brothers used to play back in the day and everything. And I was really just being in downtown Macon again, you know, and seeing how little had changed. And, you know, it just brought back a flood of memories. And then as we were leaving after the show, I was looking out the window from the bus, and I noticed, you know, I was looking at the exit signs off the highway, and I realized, wow, I kept seeing exit signs for Vicksburg and Jackson, and, you know, and then, so I just realized that it was kind of a thread running through, you know, these significant places. And I kind of look at that, the song itself, as sort of like Car Wheels in a Gravel Road Part 2, in a way, because at Car Wheels, I was the child in the back seat, little bit of dirt mixed with tears, looking out the window. And in Ghost of Highway 20, I'm driving the car, looking out the window and looking back. So it just kind of ties all that together.
Well, let's actually hear the title track from that album, The Ghosts of Highway 20.
Rooting and restless, neath the cracked concrete. If you were from here, you would feel me. To the death along with the ghosts of Highway 20.
So, the place is something that you write about a lot in your songs, and I'm wondering what you think about the power of place. In other words, especially, let's look at Macon. It's a place where Little Richard came from, and Otis Redding and James Brown played there,
right,
and the Allman Brothers. What is it about certain places that inspire that kind of creativity?
That's a good question. You know, I've heard people say that about towns like Lubbock, Texas, for instance, you know. And I remember, I think it was Butch Hancock or Joe Ely said something like, well, there's just not much going on there, you know. And it kind of created, you know, I guess a need for creativity, or I don't know. Well, I do know that, I mean, the South, I grew up all over the South, and you know, it's always been a very rich, culturally rich area. That's another thing the song is about, is it's not just, you know, it's looking back on where I was from and all, but it's also, you know, like you were saying, that the artists, you know, the Delta blues artists who are all from all over around there, and, you know, who are buried around there, and just, you know, it's a combination of things. I guess the ghosts are kind of this, the spirits of the memories.
So one of my favorite songs on the new album is Dust. Let's take a listen to it. But it starts with just, there's a sadness so deep the sun seems black. It's just mm-hmm. an incredible song. Let's take a listen.
You couldn't cry if you wanted to.
You know, you're pretty well known for taking your time in putting out albums and in writing songs. How do you know when a song's done?
That's a good question, too. Well, personally, for me, what happens a lot of times is I become so moved, just kind of overwhelmed with the emotion of it all, that it makes me cry. And, you know, I'll stop and just kind of have to have that moment because it's so cathartic, it's therapeutic. So I know that if I'm being affected in that way, that, you know, I've gotten inside the pulse, you know, the heartbeat of the song. And, you know, the main thing of it is there. And then it's just a matter of editing and kind of fixing it up.
So then how do you, you know, there's only one track on this album that you didn't write the music for, and that's Factory, which is a Springsteen song, although the lyrics of two of the other songs were written by other people, one of them by your dad.
That, well, yeah, Dust.
Yeah.
That one, yeah.
So when you choose, I mean, when you're choosing a song by someone else to do, what goes into that choice? I mean, for example, why Factory? How did that one fit in?
Yeah, it's really important, too, because, you know, it's a big deal for me to do a song by somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and I really have to, you know, be able to get into the lyrics and relate to it and all of that. And, of course, like the melody and feel good when I'm singing it. And so Tom, who's also my manager, my husband and manager, he suggested that song, Factory, by Bruce Springsteen. And we worked it up and performed it, and I just fell in love with it. And, you know, the other thing is Tom grew up in a factory town. His dad worked at the Hormel meatpacking plant in Austin, Minnesota for 30 plus years. So, you know, he grew up in that environment, and that line about men walk through these gates with death in their eyes, Tom said to me, he said, I've seen those men, you know, and it's just a great song. And I think it's really relevant for right now too.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with country musician legend Lucinda Williams. Her latest album is The Ghosts of Highway 20. You know, I read a comment you made about your dad, and you said, I remember him not really being accepted by the New York poetry world. It wasn't cool to be from the South back then like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you think that changed?
That's hard to say exactly, but I just remember, you know, in the early 60s, I just remember hearing my dad, you know, talk about he was supposed to get a job in publishing or something in New York City. And, you know, we all packed everything and piled into the station wagon and drove up there. And then the job fell through because the owner gave it to his son or something like that. Mm. I could just remember stories like that. And also, just from my own perspective growing up, I mean, you know, there just always have been these stereotypes about the South and Southerners, and I saw a lot of that myself.
But I wanted to talk to you about the song My Love Could Kill,
mm-hmm.
Which is about Alzheimer's, and that's the disease that claimed your father's life.
Yes.
If my love could kill, if my love could kill. I would kill this. I would kill this.
And I've always wondered what that must be. That song is so raw to me.
Yeah.
And I wonder what that's like to sing it over and over.
Well, I know, yeah. I mean, you know, we don't perform it as much as other songs because it is really, you know, it's so intense. And it depends on the venue. It depends on the, you know, where we are and everything. And, you know, if it's kind of a stand-up rock venue or a sit-down venue, you know. I mean, I like performing it, though, because I like the feeling of, you know, what it says, which is basically, you know, there's an anger. I mean, I wrote it because I was destroyed and sad, but also angry at this monster, you know, the disease. There are a lot of songs like that, you know, I relive the feeling every time I sing it, but that's a good thing, though.
Well, let me play another one that, to me, just sounds so personal. It's like you're opening up a chest and bleeding out, and that's Doors of Heaven.
Open up the doors of heaven and let me. I think I'm finally tired of living. Let me in. I'm gonna walk in the glory, tell everyone my soul. Open up the doors of heaven, let me. I try to live my life in a righteous way.
So there's a stanza in this, and please forgive me if I recite it back wrong, but you say something like, someone told me there's a better place than this where I can go and see my mother's kiss.
Receive my mother's kiss. Yeah.
A place so full of love up above. So, you know, I hear your songs and I think, how can she, over all these years, continue to just put her heart out on the page? I mean, that must be so.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, just that's my life. Force is what I always tell people, you know, it's just, I mean, it's just something I have to do, you know, and I learned some of that from my dad, you know.
From his poetry?
Watching him work, just hearing what he had to say about writing and, you know, the things he would tell me. One of the things he said to me was, never censor yourself. You know, my dad would write about anything from a cat sleeping on the windowsill to a wreck on the highway. Just real life stuff.
So here we are in Georgia, where you've lived in both Atlanta and Macon. And I wonder what you think about the music of the South. Is there really a difference to the music that's written in the Deep South in places like Alabama or Mississippi or Georgia?
Well, there used to be. I mean, you know, when country music was different, you know, the old country stuff and, of course, all the great blues stuff, you know, from back then. Contemporary country music, it's just, you know, it's so different now. It just doesn't really apply. I mean, there are some younger artists, you know, who are out of the South, who are writing and, you know, doing a really good job, like Jason Isbell. But I mean, you know, the commercial country stuff is, most of it's written on Music Row, you know.
Yeah.
By a group of people, you know.
You mean in Nashville?
Anywhere from 2 to 3 to 5 people who may, some of whom may be from the South, some may be from Connecticut, you know. I mean, part of it is the difference between, you know, old country music was rural. You know, the artists were all out of the, you know, rural areas. So that's changed a lot now. But basically, I mean, in terms of being a good songwriter and having soul and having a perspective and everything, I mean, I think that just ultimately comes from inside of you. And it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, on a farm in Iowa, or, you know, you're living in an apartment in New York City, or, you know, whether you have money or don't have money. It's just really about, you know, your own, how you see the world.
That is songwriter and country legend Lucinda Williams. She will perform tonight at Chastain Park Amphitheater at 7 p.m. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You ask really good questions that I have to sit and go, hmm.
Making you go, hmm, is what I live for, Lucinda Williams. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.